Today's Tanya for the 12th day of Elul is in Igeres HaKedesh. It's the beginning of Siman Yud Gimel, the 13th letter. It's on Daf Kuf Yutes Amud Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 458. Continuing on the theme of the greatness of Tzedakah, this letter also was written and sent through a special messenger to gather money for Tzedakah purposes. And although the conclusion, the actual appeal of the letter is left out from the Agedas HaKedesh. The Alter Rebbe's sons, who printed the Agedas HaKedesh and added it to the Tanya, left out the conclusion, which is the appeal part of the letter. The pasuk says, "How great is the goodness that is hidden for those who fear you, who fear God." And the conclusion of the verse is, "What you made for those who trust in you, neged bnei adam, in the presence or before all the people." So the contradiction in the verse is that he starts off by saying, how great is the goodness that you have hidden for those who fear you. And he concludes by saying, in the presence of all the people. Hine b'chlal evdi Hashem. So to explain this, the Alter Rebbe begins by saying that among those who serve God, yesh beis b'chines u'madregis chalukes, there are two different categories that are different from each other, mitzad sheirish nishmosam lemailo, the difference coming from the different sources of their souls above. Bechinas yiminu smol, there are those nishamas that come from the right, and there are those that come from the left. Hainu, what that means is, bechinas smol, the left side, Himidas Hatzimtzum v'Hahester b'Avedas Hashem, is the secrecy and the privacy in the service of God. K'mei Shekosu v'Hatznei Leches, as it says that one should go modestly in the service of God, to do mitzvahs modestly. In other words, not conspicuously. We also find b'Mistodim Tifkenafshi, that in davening, the cry of the heart should be b'mistodim, in the hidden place, not obvious. So we see that in davening also there's a virtue to hiddenness, to privacy. Then we also find kol ha'esek b'teira b'seiser, that one who studies teira secretly is a virtue. So we see that in mitzvahs and in davening and in studying of teira, there is a virtue to privacy and to concealment. From the same attribute that produces this privacy and this modesty, there also comes the limitations and the restrictions in the service of God. For example, for example, in tzedakah, when a person is judged in terms of how much tzedakah he ought to give, he is judged by how much he makes, how much he can afford. And then even the one who is most charitable should not give more than a fifth of his earnings, because more than that would be considered squandering. So we see that there is a limit to his tzedakah, and the same is true in his study of Torah and in the performance of other mitzvahs. He is content to satisfy his obligation. He satisfies the obligation which is spelled out in Torah, which he has to fulfill, which is spelled out b'teira b'feirush, look, v'ya'itim, that he has to set aside certain times for the study of Torah, because that's the obligation. But he doesn't go beyond that. Ach, b'chinas yinin, he midas ha-chesed v'ha-ispashtas b'avedas Hashem. But the right side means the attribute of kindness, which brings an expansiveness in the service of God. Yisrach was belit zimtzum v'hester klal. It's an expansiveness that doesn't accept any restrictions or any hiding or concealment at all. As it says, I will walk in broadness, broadly, openly. And from this comes also the attribute, the quality that the sages say, that a teacher should cause his students to be serious or to be bitter in their study, so that they study with a scare or with a seriousness that is appropriate to the study of Torah. In the parentheses, it says tzarech iyun. You have to understand how this fits, because we're talking about the attribute of the right side, which is kindness, and to intimidate the students and to cause them to sit in awe is more related to the fear, which is more the tzimtzum, or the left side. The nizish etzorach liyes kedim ach b'chinas yamin, that this line should have preceded the sentence ach b'chinas yamin. So it should be part of the description of the left side rather than the right side, and yet it appears here as in connection to the right side. So it needs some study to figure out what this means. At any rate, we see that there are those who serve God with kindness, out of kindness, meaning out of expansiveness, and there are those who serve God out of concealment, out of tightness. The one who serves God out of the right side, he serves belitz into mugvul klau without any restriction at all. As he said before concerning the left side, that it is done privately, modestly, and also with restriction. Here he's saying that it is not private, it's not hidden, and it's also not restricted. There is no restraint to the generosity of his heart, whether it's in tzedakah, in the giving of tzedakah, or in the study of Torah and other mitzvahs. He is not content to simply fulfill his obligation. Elad b'li dai, he goes beyond the enough, beyond the dai. The Rebbe will go on to say that this is not only two different people who serve God in these two ways, but that every person has to serve in both ways. Even the one who by nature is from the left side has to have occasion in which he serves expansively, and even the one who is from the right side has to have occasion of concealing and of being modest in his mitzvahs, just as the one who is from the left side. The Hayyim Yayim for the 12th of Elul, the Rebbe writes that the long Hemshech series of Maimonim entitled Bisho Shehegdimu Te'erav was begun by my father on the first day of Shavuos in 1912 in the city of Lubavitch. He finished it on Shabbos, Parshas Va'eira, in 1915, and then he was already in Rostov. And it concluded with the Maimer, which begins V'Hashem Omar, and the Hemshech contains 144 Maimonim. What exists today, what is available in manuscript, is a second section, which he hadn't said, the Rebbe Rashab had not said it at a Fabringen, and which is not divided into Maimonim.